Hey there, everybody. It is Barry, and we are coming to the end of a year and looking at a brand new year. And in all the conversations I've been having, people are looking at the big picture of how they feel about this past year and the year that's coming up. So I just wanted to check in and have a little heart-to-heart with you today about where you are, not only in your love life or in your relationships or your dating, but also in your life and how you feel about that. So maybe right now you are currently alone and you've gone through holidays that made you feel more aware of feeling alone. And you may be in a little bit of sadness or pain, or perhaps you were so busy so that you could distract yourself from that. But underneath, you still have that little pang of loneliness and hope for that to change next year, but maybe you're discouraged, not sure how it will. Or maybe you are in a relationship that isn't quite working for you right now. It might be an on and off again relationship. Maybe a guy you've been trying to end things with, but you keep going back because when he is paying attention to you, you feel loved and cared about, and you crave that sometimes. And then maybe there are other times where it's not so good with him, and you wonder or question why you keep letting him back into your life. Or maybe you're in a new relationship with a man, and you just are worried that you might lose him. Or maybe you will, quote unquote, screw it up like the previous ones. Or maybe you're worried that he'll end up hurting you and pulling away. But whatever your situation, whether you're in a relationship right now that's not working for you, or one that you hope grows deeper and deeper, whether you're starting to feel like intimacy is there, but you're putting your wall up again, and you're scared that that could sabotage things, or whether you're alone and either starting to lose hope or just feeling a bit sad. Really, the end of this year and looking into a new year is about how we feel about where we're at. Do we feel stuck? Do we feel like we don't want to repeat the patterns of the past? Did 2016 just give us more of the same? Or did it give us a little bit of hope, but the fear that we could go right back to the way things have been for us? So I want you to really check in right now. Check in as I contemplate how many lives I have been honored enough to be a part of changing. Women who come back to me and say that their life looks nothing like when we began. And let me tell you the difference between them staying stuck in the life that they had, whether it was a lonely one or relationships that didn't work or an ex they kept going back to, and finally being loved and respected. The big thing was that a radical decision was made to look at how they needed to make changes for themselves. No longer blaming living somewhere without guys or a guy that, you know, isn't treating them well and focusing on him and what he isn't doing or is doing. Just taking the focus off of the men and starting to look at who have I been around love and relationships, and who am I no longer willing to be? Am I ready to start expressing what I need? Am I ready to stop tolerating and putting up with shit that I've put up with in the past? Am I ready to start taking better care of my body, of my emotions? What do I need to do differently to feel confident around men? What do I need to do to trust my own judgment with men again? What do I need to do to be able to trust men again? Because maybe you're tired of being the strong woman who does it all on her own. Even when you're in a relationship, it may be challenging for you to let him do for you, to receive, to believe that you can receive, to believe that he'll keep showing up. Maybe you get wounded like one of my very strong women did. She had old wounds around not mattering enough, not being cared for, cared about, not being loved, about being abandoned. And the way it showed up in a relationship was needing reassurance from him. Why didn't he text me back? Why doesn't he want to see me this weekend as much as I feel like I want to see him? And when she worked on the fears and the wounds underneath, she realized he really did want those things, but her fear would tell her that there were problems even when there weren't problems. there are changes that need to happen inside you before the love you really deserve happens. For you to be the soulmate that someone else is excited to be with, the same way you want a full soulmate, a man who's completely sorted out, who can be supportive and show up as a boy, or as a man, not a boy, because maybe you've been attracting boys for too long. But instead of us focusing on him, we can only change how we're showing up. You can't change somebody else. You've probably tried, and you've seen how frustrating and disappointing it can be. So as this year ends, here's your chance. You're being invited. You have an opportunity to let go of who you have been up till now. The behaviors, the beliefs, the habits you've had. And by the way, it's not as simple as just saying it, because you've probably done that too. Told yourself, I'm never doing that again. I'm done with this. There's a reason so many people want a different body than they have but aren't able to get there. Want to lose the weight but don't. How many New Year's resolutions have you made in your life, and how many have come true? Sometimes we're very successful in a lot of areas, but there's that one area we just can't get. You know, about a decade ago, Anna and I pulled out some New Year's resolutions that we found in the bottom of a box, and they were from years before, and we hadn't achieved any of them in those 2 or 3 years. You know how demoralizing and discouraging it is to realize you're stuck in the very same place? And it wasn't true in every area, but it was true in some. And so for you, what's the area that you keep staying stuck in? Where do you not want next year to look just like last year? Or where are you feeling like you're finally making progress and you're scared it'll go back to your old pattern? You want to make sure it doesn't. Because what we want to focus on now is, who was I last year? Who have I been up till now? And what am I ready to let go of being? Because if you're not ready to change your beliefs, your habits, your actions, and yourself, you will not change a single thing in your life. I'm here to be loving and honest with you, to help hold up a mirror so you can take a good look at how your life looks and how you look, and make a decision about what you want to do. Do you want next year to be the same as this year? Maybe things are going great for you and you just want to keep them heading this direction. But maybe they're not changing fast enough. If you're listening to this, you're the kind of person who wants better for yourself. You've probably done work on yourself, read books, gone to seminars, webinars, whatever it is. Maybe you've been in therapy in the past. But sometimes it takes decades for these changes to happen, and we don't want it to take decades. I want you to have the love that you deserve in your life. What do you want that to look like in 2017? Do you want to be able to share your hopes and your dreams with a partner who's equally committed to building those things with you? So you have a plan of action and decide to go do it instead of putting it off, delaying it, a dream that'll happen someday in the future. The place that you want to travel, the vacation home you want to build. Or like the client that I have that bought a sailboat with a man. So what are the dreams that you've been putting on hold? What is this life that you know you want and deserve? To go for walks on the weekend, to invite friends over for dinner as a couple, to have someone to lean on when you're a little bit afraid of what's going to happen with work or business or your career, to have someone to help you make those bigger decisions, whether to start your own business, a big change you're thinking of making in your career. Someone who believes in you and can encourage you and be your cheerleader, but can also call you out on your shit when you're fooling yourself, can hold you accountable. So often that's what I'm doing with a client, being loving and supportive because I care about your success, or calling you out when you start to let fear take over and move backwards to the lower version of you that doesn't serve you, that won't bring you the life that you really know you want. The best of everything, the best that you can be. So who are you sick and tired of being in your life? What are you ready to give up? Are there friends that no longer serve you? Friends that are good but also toxic for you? There's some good, but there's also beliefs that they have, attitudes that aren't lifting you up. Are there places you need to let go of? Places you need to move away from? Jobs you may need to give up or make a change at? I had one client who had to let go of a boat she owned that was sitting in her. I have a couple boats coming up today. But she had a boat that she had all these wonderful memories with an ex, that until she got it out of her garage, she wasn't fully emotionally available to her new relationship with her fantastic man. And that's been going great for almost 2 years now. But she had things that she had to let go of. They might be things that you own, like a bed, a couch. They might be things like beliefs that you're carrying around that your mom had and that she handed down to you, the worst hand-me-downs there are. Beliefs that didn't make mom happy, but that you have inherited. We love mom, but we don't necessarily want to be exactly like her. Who are you really when you let go of other people's beliefs and fears? Who are you when you let go of your own fear and just start living fully? Who are you ready to be this year? For yourself and around men. Because that's when I see massive shifts and breakthroughs begin to happen. And it's not enough to just decide you're going to be that. You can't just say, well, now I'll be confident. Well, now I won't be triggered by men. Well, now I'll just trust myself. Well, now I'll just lower my wall. Because you've probably tried telling yourself this stuff over and over. And it doesn't work to just tell yourself. Affirmations are wonderful, but boy, they seem to take decades to melt the iceberg. You need more. You don't have to do it with somebody like me, but you need to figure out what area of your life you need that support in. Where are you not in your genius and strength? Maybe you're a high achiever at work, but you have trouble with getting yourself into the sort of health and body that you're proud of, that you love. Maybe you need work in that body area. Maybe you need help and support in your emotional self-talk. Maybe you're very judgmental of yourself. Maybe you have a lot of negative, critical self-talk that puts you down, that breaks you down. Maybe you're very harsh with yourself because you're a high achiever and you got to do it and you're independent and you push yourself, but it also pushes people away. What's the area you need support in so that you can be very different in 2017, so that it can look very different, so that the holidays in 2017, or whatever year you end up listening this in, to this, so that next New Year's doesn't look the same as this New Year's? And if this New Year's is pretty good, you still want next New Year's to look even better. Even if you found that great guy, you want to make sure you're still with that same great guy and you're more loving than ever. And if you're alone right now, wouldn't it be nice to not be on your own next New Year's? And if you're trying to figure out whether to be in the relationship you're in, wouldn't it be nice to be sure and certain and clear and know who you are and what you deserve and to be decisive and take action? It all starts with being willing to make a decision to do something different. What are you willing to let go of? What person, place, thing, habit, thought, or belief? And who are you willing to finally start being? That's my wish for you this New Year's. That's my vision for you. It means everything to me when on New Year's Eve, Anna and I can look into each other's eyes, and without saying a word, we know what we did together over the previous year. We know what we shared. We know the laughter and the love and the connection and the intimacy and the tough times and the challenges that we only took on because we knew the other person was there to have our back. And so we did it. We tried. We risked. We climbed a little higher on that branch. We know what we've been through and we know what we're capable of together. And then we'll hold each other's hands and squeeze each other's hands in that touch that says so much more than 1,000 words would say. I'm here. I'm with you. I got you. We can do this thing. And then we look forward to what's next. What do we want now? Who are we becoming this year, individually and as a couple? It's such an exciting way to live your life, to share our ups and downs, to live fully all of our joy and all of our fear when we take those big risks. Because when we fall, we pick each other up. I want that for you, and I know you want that for yourself. But you have to do something to get it. You didn't get where you are in your career or your business or your life by just hoping, by just saying that you're going to be successful and then not taking action. You went and learned how to do it. You were taught where you were making mistakes and told how to do it differently. You were shown tools that you didn't have before, techniques, things to do. You went and tried and failed and tried again and had a mentor tell you what to do differently, how to adjust. Get in the game. Don't sit on the sideline in 2017. If this area matters to you, act like it. And you will succeed. Know who you are. Commit to being that woman this year and get help in whatever area that woman needs help in. You deserve love. You are love. Have a wonderful, blessed New Year. Much love.